Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org for Monday, December 29th, 2008. Death toll 325 as Israeli army air raids continue to pound Gaza, while in the West Bank Israeli attacks leave 55 Palestinians injured. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On Monday, the Israeli air attacks targeting Gaza continued. Targets included police headquarters, hospitals, mosques and schools. Palestinian medical sources in Gaza said that the death toll by Monday afternoon now stands at 325, with 1,500 injured among them, 200 in critical conditions. Medical and healthcare services are struggling to cope with the outcome of the Israeli offensive on the Gaza Strip while the bombing continues. Dr. Mawia Husnan, the head of the Palestinian Ambulance and Emergency Services in the Health Ministry in Gaza, talked to the IMEMC.
We have zero medical supplies in our hospitals as of this moment, which is limiting our ability to function. We are trying to use what is available in the inventory. Last night, some Egyptian medical aid arrived, which served for a few hours only.
Today is the third day in the Israeli army offensive targeting Gaza, which started on Saturday midday. Israeli attacks did also include attacks on Palestinian health work agencies, Dr. Mawia Husnan explains.
5 ambulances and 3 civil defense vehicles have been shelled, and the ambulances now are functioning with only 50% of its capacity. So we are in need for new ambulances now.
In the West Bank, hundreds of Palestinians protested in several cities on Monday against the Israeli attacks on the Gaza Strip. Israeli troops attacked those protesting and injured 55 civilians. In Jerusalem, demonstrations were organized in the Old City, and on the main road connecting Jerusalem City and Ramallah City, local youths closed the road in protest. Israeli army and police attacked the protests and opened fire, injuring 50 Palestinians according to medical sources there. Meanwhile, 5 Palestinian youths received moderate wounds from Israeli army fire in similar demonstrations organized in the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Over the weekend, the Israeli army killed 2 Palestinian youths in the central West Bank city of Ramallah while protesting against Israeli attacks in Gaza. On Monday at dawn, the Israeli army kidnapped at least 10 Palestinian civilians during invasions targeting several West Bank cities and villages. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Grace Walsh and Ghassan Bounoura.